Extreme winter weather has strained an already overwhelmed healthcare system. In recent days, Texas hospitals struggled without water to treat seriously ill patients. And forget about elective surgeries, procedures like hip replacements or rotator cuff repairs that are life-enhancing, but not life-saving. Thousands of those surgeries have been canceled because of COVID, and it's something that our own Robin Young has been learning about firsthand. A lot of people have been asking me, where is Robin? Well, she's right here. Robin, hello.
How are you? Yes, I am here. I'm healing. I finally had a
right. You're healing from a long postponed knee replacement, Robin. You're okay?
Yeah. I mean, look. This is not an illness or a disease. This is an upgrade. Yes, it was canceled 3 times, and then Peter suddenly, bam, an opening. It's like you're going in tomorrow. But I want to rush to say, it feels like the least important thing in the world right now. As I told our friends at Stat, the health publication, they did a deep dive on this. You know, I would gladly give up a bed for someone struggling to breathe. But what I learned from Stat is that these cancellations are not inconsequential.
Well, no, I mean, I hear you. Of course, a COVID patient would and should take priority over elective surgeries. But Robin, as you know, sometimes elective surgeries are pretty serious. I mean, a kidney dialysis can be considered elective. And if you can't use your knee, as I think was the case with you, it hurts. Mm-hmm. How were you doing while you waited?
Well, I was having trouble walking. I was living on painkillers. I would joke to my doctor, the fabulous Dr. Burke, you're going to get me a knee, but I will lose a kidney from all the ibuprofen I was taking. This is the hereditary loss of cushioning cartilage that leads to bone-on-bone pain. My poor grandma, was bow-legged. She didn't have this option. This is a miracle. But Peter, I was shocked to learn that some organ transplants are considered elective, and there are people who can't walk at all because of this deteriorating joint pain, and then they were further isolated by COVID. They can't get out to get food. Stat reporter Elizabeth Cooney, says elective doesn't mean optional. This isn't like a facelift. It just means you won't die if you put it off, but it can be tough.
I'm sure, yeah. Were the cancellations we're talking about happening because there were just so many COVID cases, or was there more to it than that?
Well, last spring, I learned there just wasn't enough PPE or COVID tests to cover non-COVID patients coming into hospitals. You don't want to bring in somebody with COVID. And then nurses and doctors were getting sick. There weren't enough to do these surgeries. Now you have to be COVID tested, at least in my hospital, before you go in for surgery, so there's more security. Yeah. But some people are still canceling themselves rather than go in because they're afraid of COVID.
Well, I mean, I would be thinking about that if I were in a hospital. Did you worry about getting COVID inside?
Well, I have to tell you, my ward was historically all orthopedic, but I could see it was filled with COVID cases. You saw the hazard signs on the doors. But no, because, I was double masked. There's ventilation. As one nurse said to me, look, at least here, nurses are not treating both the COVID and the orthopedic patients. You're protected there. But at least here, you know where the COVID is, right? In the supermarket, you could be standing right next to somebody and not know it. So you just always had to be protective. Yeah.
Robin, the irony here is that our dear colleague, Karen Miller Medson, one of our producers, is also recovering from a knee surgery right now. We're going to have two new knees on staff.
Of course
I think we're going to be all good to go.
I needed her to produce my knee replacement. Karen and I have been doing this as buddies. It's great. But we miss you all, Peter. We miss you.
Robin, we miss you so much. Great to hear your voice.
You too.